Hello and welcome to today's edition of Daily News on Cross River Watch. I am your host, Jonathan Ogba. Here are some of the stories we have for you. Cross River government signs deal with HVMSL group to concession industries. APC national women leader Beta Edu hails Ayade's concession deal. Police rescue kidnapped Arthur Jarvis University students. Reps move to stop privatization of Calabar Power Plant for orders. Cross River PFN chairman cautions Nigerians over fake bishop saga. Calabar cleric threatens legal action on those who included his name in APC's bishop list. Man dies, corpse abandoned at Cross River House of Assembly. Trouble looms over Calabar South paramount ruler's tool. And now, the news in detail. The Cross River State Government has signed a deal with HVMSL Group to concession the industries built by the Governor Ben Ayade's administration. The agreement was signed at the conference room of the Governor's office on Thursday, with Governor Ayade promising that the deal will benefit Cross Riverans as it will ensure the assets remain properties of the state after many had rejected an initial plan to privatize them. On her part, the chairman of the group, Pastor Yemisi Kudehimbu, commended the industrialization efforts of the Governor Ayade's administration and pledged to repay the confidence reposed on them. Full details of the findings about the group and the deal will be published on our website, crossriverwatch.com. Now, still on the concession, the national women leader of the All Progressive Congress, Dr. Beta Edu, has hailed the decision of the Cross River State Government to concession the industries in the state. She told newsmen shortly after her arrival at the Margaret Epo International Airport from Abuja, the Federal Capital Territory, that it was a great sustainability strategy. Dr. Edu is in Cross River for the grand homecoming reception planned for her at Abbey Local Government Area tomorrow. The Cross River State Police Command has confirmed the rescue of a student of the Arthur Jarvis University, Akpabio, who was abducted on Tuesday night. The Police Public Relations Officer in the state, SP Irene Ugbo, told Vanguard newspapers that the student, simply identified as Josephine, was rescued around 11 p.m. on Thursday night by a crack team of operatives dispatched on the orders of the Commissioner of Police, Aminu Al-Hassan. Three suspects were neutralized while one was arrested during the rescue operation. And the founder of the institution, Sir Arthur Jarvis Achivong, has commended the police for a job well done. The victim is currently receiving treatment, while the management of the university has since shut down the school, which was earlier billed to close today. We now proceed on a short break. There will be more news when we return. Thank you for staying with us. We go to the Federal House of Representatives, which on Thursday resolved to block the plan of the National Council on Privatization, Bureau of Public Enterprise, and the board of the Niger Delta Power Holding Company to privatize the Calabar Power Plant and four others. Now, this resolution followed the adoption of a motion of urgent public importance by the chairman of the House Committee on Power, Magaji Aliyu, who said the trial did not get the impute of the state and local government areas who own 53% of the company to authorize the privatization process in line with the Company and Allied Matters Act of 2020. Aside the Calabar Power Plant in Cross River State, the Ihobor Plant in Edo State, as well as Olorun Shogo, Omotosho, and Gerugu Plant in Kogi State, with a combined gross installed capacity of 2,914 megawatts, are to be privatized. The chairman of the Cross River State Chapter of Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria, PFN, Pastor Lawrence Ekwok, has urged Nigerians to be wary of politicians in the run-up to the 2023 general elections, after a report emerged that people were arranged to dress like clergymen at the unveiling of the All Progressive Congress vice presidential candidate, Senator Kashim Shettima, on Wednesday. Pastor Ekwok said that the arrangement shows there was almost no limit to what can be done by the persons that did that if they are elected into office. Meanwhile, the general overseer of the Worldwide Mantle Assembly, Apostle Ekapong Ubi, has threatened to take legal action against those who included his name on the list of Christian leaders that attended the unveiling of Senator Kashim Shettima as the All Progressive Congress vice presidential candidate for the 2023 general elections on Wednesday. A list of 23 clerics, which included Mr. Obi's name, surfaced online after the Christian Association of Nigeria, CAN, said none of its members attended the event. And the Yakob-born clergyman told journalists in Calabar on Thursday that he was shocked seeing his name there, as he has not left Calabar since January 2022. To the House of Assembly, a corpse of an unidentified man has been found in the premises of the Assembly in Calabar. Now, initial reports suggest he may have died in the early hours of Thursday, while his corpse remained lying there at the fields of the Assembly at the close of work. The police, as well as the Assembly's leadership, is yet to comment on the discovery, and as at press time, it remained unclear if the corpse had been moved. To Calabar South, the drama over the leadership of the local government area's traditional rulers' council is far from over, as some monarchs have met, denouncing Professor Itam Hogan as the paramount ruler of the local government, just days after a court reinstated him after he was sacked by Cross River Governor Ben Ayade for attending a partisan political meeting. Video footage obtained by Cross River Watch shows a traditional ruler saying that Professor Hogan hails from Ukem clan in Odukpani local government area and cannot be paramount ruler of Calabar South. The Calabar South monarchs also explained that Professor Hogan is only the Murimunene of Efut who are settled across three local government areas. Also, Cross River Watch has obtained a court judgment dated March 15, 2019, where Justice Ita Kufre of the High Court of Cross River State perpetually restrained Professor Hogan from parading himself as the paramount ruler of Calabar South. And that's how we wrap things up for today's edition of Daily News on Cross River Watch. You can get details of these stories and more on our website, crossriverwatch.com. Like and follow us on our social media handles on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. I am Jonathan Ugba. Enjoy your weekend and see you on Monday.